Wherefore Adonai Zedek, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of Lachish, and unto Deber, king of Eglon, saying, And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Deber, and fought against it. And he took it, and the king thereof, and all the cities thereof. And they smote them with the edge of the sword, and utterly destroyed all the souls that were therein. He left none remaining. As he had done to Hebron, so he did to Deber, and to the king thereof, as he had done also to Libnah, and to her king. And at that time came Joshua, and cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, from Deber, from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. The king of Deber won, the king of Gedor won. And from Heshbon unto Ramoth-Mispe, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim unto the border of Deber. And the border went up toward Deber from the valley of Achor, and so northward looking toward Gilgal, that is, before the going up to Adummim, which is on the south side of the river. And the border passed toward the waters of En-Shemesh, and the goings out thereof were at En-Rogel. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Deber, and the name of Deber before was Kirjath-Sefer, and Danana, and Kirjath-Senana, which is Deber, and Holon with her suburbs, and Deber with her suburbs. And from thence he went against the inhabitants of Deber, and the name of Deber before was Kirjath-Sefer. And Hilon with her suburbs, Deber with her suburbs,